Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey. We're back, we're black, we're ambition, 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 ambition.
My neck.
Man just in here with this yellow on, giving, serving.
Okay, yellow.
That's what I said, so y'all didn't hear, but as soon as Mandy came on, I said, okay, yellow. You know, that's black speak for, like, we see you, you look fabulous. You know, or be like, okay, curls.
Yes.
Okay, so, oops. So, sidebar, before I forget, because you know how my memory is. So, I was in Washington, D.C. this weekend to launch the new book, Made Whole. And so, it was awesome. And I'll talk a little bit about, like, you know, like the event. But I was at the monument. I took the kids, Roman and Amelia, with me. My two sisters, Tracy and Carol, came. And we took them to this monument. And this woman looked at me and was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was like, okay. She was like, oh, my God. And then her boyfriend was, you could tell, he said, who is it? He was like, she's like, you know that podcast that I'm always listening to?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I know. Yes. And she was like,
in the wild.
Yes. And she was like, this is her. Well, one of her. You know, so she was so excited. That. I love, and the way he looked, like, oh, yeah. Like, almost like that daggone podcast that she's on. But I just love that. I was like, wait till I tell Mandy. And even at the event, so I partnered with Mahogany Books, which is this Black-owned bookstore owned by a husband and wife. They have three locations. Amazing. Ramunda and her husband are totally amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was like over 150 people came, standing room only at one point. They had a DJ. It was just a good black time. So what I loved is everyone who stood up, you know, they'd be like, you know, like to ask a question. I would say a good 80% of them were like, Tiffany, I love all that you do. You know, I love the, you know, I love the Budgetista. We all love Brown Ambition. And to see everybody's heads like, I was like, oh my God. It's like, it was like, and I want to say it because we took only like 5 or 6 questions. 4 people were just like, and we love Brown Ambition. And like, say hi to Mandy. I know you don't hug, but it just, yeah, it just felt really, really, really like great. Because sometimes, like, you know, me and Mandy always say it. Like, I always forget. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm just here talking to my friend Mandy. Yeah. And so I forget that you guys are also listening and participating, you know, in this, like, you know, so it's just, I love to see it like out in the wild. Cause you know, Mandy and I were talking, we're like, all right, girl, wait, did we say it on air? Wait.
We were just talking, like, I feel like we talked for an hour twice this weekend.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Could have had 2 shows in the can.
For real. And it was really, and even before we were, myself, Mandy and our producer Imani were just talking about how this season is really hard. Like, everyone is so stressed out.
You're all having the exact same thought, which is,
yes,
where's mom? Where's the grown-up? And I hate to proliferate the pressure on moms, but the way we carry women in general, the holiday season, and you don't realize that as a kid.
Yes.
I didn't know what was coming for me as a woman.
I just was excited about, like, girl, Thanksgiving, however that dinner gets to the table, not my problem. And Christmas, however all my toys get under the tree, again, not my problem.
I just write my little list and leave it and then walk to school and get my A's.
I mean, that's it. I mean, I was just talking with Imani and Mandy just about how, like, right now, this morning, I just felt really overwhelmed. Today, you know, while you're listening to this, BA fam, it will be the day after the book came out. Officially, but that I feel a little overwhelmed, that I want to make sure I'm really consciously doing more being versus doing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the life that I'm working toward. It's like, I don't want to have to always be in motion, or, you know, like sometimes it's, I just want to be like in one spot listening to a book or taking a walk, or, and I feel like this last quarter has been very, very, very busy. And
you,
I
want to be single tasking.
Yeah. Not just all the things. And so, yeah. And I was telling Imani in particular, I was like, you start to realize as you get older that, like, when you were in school, they created breaks for you. There was mm-hmm. summer break, winter break, holiday break, you know, spring break. There were weekends, you know. And as an adult, if you're not careful, you will forget that those breaks were created externally, and that you have to on purpose create breaks for yourself now. If not, you will just work all the way through. And I've done that, mm-hmm. like no stop. Work all the way through, all the way through.
In the summertime. Yeah. August is the month where I'm just like, but why are we here?
Yeah.
France doesn't. I'm like thinking about France.
You know, yeah. And so,
also
like,
December.
Intentionally taking breaks is something that, like, as an adult, you're like, wait, I have to do it. If not, I will just keep going until, like, my body says, lay down, you know? So.
And take a break for yourself, too. It doesn't have to be for a big family vacation.
Yeah.
You know, the other day when I was really in a spot of overwhelm, and I called my mommy, because as you do, and I'm so grateful that I can. I know some of us, a lot of people out there don't have, whether you're not, you don't, and this is the holidays. So it's like, whether or not you have a good relationship with your family, it all comes up. And if they're not no longer here, like, how do you mm-hmm. move on without them? And so I just want to hold space for everyone who's dealing with that. But I'm fortunate to have my mommy still here. So I called her, and we were both just trying to figure out what I could do to, like, chill out. And it was like 11 a.m. mm-hmm. on a Tuesday. And she said, you know what? Go take a bubble bath right now. Aww. Go take a bath. And I was like, I can't. Oh, well, that's a great idea. And I took a bath in the middle of the day, and I did a little meditation, like a 5-minute calming meditation, and just floated. And it was, I mean, I had to clean the bathtub first because my son bathes in there and I know where he's been. So it was a little bit of work to start. But yeah, even just that, like, little half hour, you know, it really reset me. So to anyone who's feeling that sense of overwhelm, what's the one thing you can do just to, like, reset?
Yeah.
Where's your safe space?
A walk. For me, I love a long hot shower. I have, like, a bench in my shower. Sometimes I'll just sit there and be like, rain down on me.
RIP to the water bills at y'all's house.
Well, I mean, it's, I know it's not so great for the environment. I know sometimes I'm like, sorry, environment, but I need it.
Water is healing.
It is.
It
honestly
truly is. Even the sound of it. Mm-hmm. So sitting in a nice steamy shower, you know, I had my sister, I told, we're the same. And she was like, I'm really overwhelmed too. And I was like, well, I took a bath. She's like, bitch, do you know how much work it is to take a bath? You got to shower first because you don't want to sit in your own funk, which I had to do too. And I'm like, yeah, I did all that. And then I had it, like, you know, it's sometimes if it's work to do the thing, maybe don't do that thing.
Yeah.
But something, even sitting in my car and just driving to a pretty place.
Yes. I love, that's one of my favorite things too, is that, because I live by a park, and I thought about that today. I was like, maybe I should just drive to the park or walk to the park and sit on the bench and just, like, because the trees are still, you know, largely they've lost a lot of their, you know, pretty leaves that have changed colors, but there are still some trees that are just magnificent. And, you know, I love to listen to, like, a book or, like, music. There's a song that I saw on this guy's YouTube. He's a, is he a neurologist? What's another brain doctor?
I mean, neurologist is a brain doctor.
No, he's a neurologist. I thought I was going to say neurosurgeon, but he's not a neurosurgeon. He's not a, but so he's a neurologist, and he shared, there's a specific song that they, have done this research and study about that helps to bring down anxiety. It's called, and I'm not going to lie, it's been working. So when I wake up in the morning, so after Jarrell passed away, Dr. Green, my therapist, I was like, I used to wake up with so much anxiety. And she suggested me listening to Beethoven. There was, like, some music, like no words, just like classical music. And that really helped a lot first thing in the morning to not start with so much jarring energy. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this neurologist say that there's a specific song that they've done research on and that it creates a similar kind of, like, slowing down, you know? Mm-hmm. And so let me tell you the name of it. It's called Waitlist, but I want to tell you who it's by. My library, playlist, songs, Waitlist by, wait. Okay, by Marconi Union. So it's called okay. Waitlist by Marconi Union. So literally I put it on repeat. And so I have certain things that I do in the morning, you know, like get up, I make my bed, I brush my teeth. So all while I'm doing these things in the morning, I used to sometimes, let me just check my email real quick. And then down the rabbit hole you go. Mm-hmm. And so I will play this because I would say 80% of the time I start my day with a walk. So I will play this until I get outside walking. So it's like, it helps me to focus on, no. We're opening the windows. We're getting up. We're brushing teeth. We're making bed. We're not doing any work things until you get outside. Because once I get outside for the walk, then the walk and the nature takes over. And then I can and so that's just something to think about. Like, but yeah, Waitlist by Marconi Union. You know, you're not going to be jamming to it. Yeah.
Is it's just like a nice... this morning we're having like parallel moments, I think, because this morning that's when we talked on Friday when I was doing a milk drop.
Yes. Yes.
On the way to, I was like, I'm superwoman. I'm dropping Remy off with mother-in-law who lives 30 minutes away. And I do the back and forth commute after drop off Rio. And it is very helpful, but it's also very challenging because she lives in a very congested area in Manhattan called Inwood. And my God, the exit 9, if you know what I'm talking about, on 87 is just a cluster, you know what. And most days I can go to the sunken place where I live sometimes when the kids are crying and when I'm on that particular exit on the highway and I just need to breathe. But yeah, today it was super stressful and I was taking Remy to Abuela's. But this time, because of what happened Friday, so I had to get up. He spent the night for the first time ever. That was the first little piece of stress. I had to get chapter one of my book done. The second chapter one. Yeah, I did it over again. And anyway, so he stayed over, but she ran out of milk at 3 a.m. And I've been exclusively breastfeeding, which I did for Rio. But I realized it was the pandemic. We were never not with each other. So it wasn't that it was nothing, you know, this is very something. Mm. And so today I brought formula with him. And I was like, you know, I knew I was walking into like having to explain to Abuela, like, here's the formula, here's why. Luckily, she was supportive because sometimes, you know, now it's like flipped. Now you get shamed for not breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. But just, I can't be driving, you know, 30 minutes each way just to drop off a baggie of milk. Mm-hmm. But on the way home, on my little hands-free thing, I was like, play calming music, please, just something. And it was, sounded like the background music if you ever do like a meditation app.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. Waitlist sounds like that.
Now, you don't want to fall asleep, so I don't recommend it on the highway, but I drive a Tezzy, and wow, I fucking love this car. I know we don't like you-know-who, but I love this car, y'all. My God. Okay, so there's an auto driving feature. I literally, and I turned on the rainbow road feature. So I just like tap the little gear shifter thingy majigger twice, and then the rainbow road comes on and the car is driving for me. And I just have my hands right here. And yes, I'm paying attention and 10 and 2 and all that. And I'm holding on. But a little piece of my brain can kind of float.
Yes.
Because the car is sort of taking over for me in that small way. So that was the best I could do today to get back to centered.
It's good to talk about these things. Because sometimes we think that we're like alone in the overwhelm or the overwork or the whatever. And it's just nice to know that you're not, and that we are all living kind of like these parallel lives. And and here's some solutions, you know, that if you found a thing. So I love that.
You know what I realized too? If you're listening to Brown Ambition, I hope that you're doing something, because usually people listen like in the car, or maybe while you're taking a walk. I hope that right now, like I hope Brown Ambition can be, you know, if that helps you, can be a companion to your...
Yes. We'd love to be your companion.
USA moment. Yes. Because 'tis the season for all the things. Yes, absolutely. My therapist told me I need to start a... And I actually did. I started a Trello board for my ideas. Because when I tell you I am my own worst enemy, it's my creativity. Because I'll be like, what if I totally could? Yeah, I could do a lot of things. Like, I'm sitting in the middle of one of my wild ideas, which is to redo the basement for Rio's birthday, which is 6 days. And I have all the things kind of laying here. And I'm just like, you think I can get a task rabbit on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, probably not Thanksgiving, but
week. Like, I don't know. But it's, you know, one of, anyway, so I'm trying to find a safe space, like a place to put my ideas before they become a thing that destroys me and I back myself into corners with all my ideas, Tiffany. And that's actually been nice. I started it and I had like a little, I won't tell you all my crazy ideas. Well, one of them was to run a 10K and have my sister, friend, neighbor train me, which I started to do. And before I realized I can't commit to train me for,
honestly, it's right okay. Now. You're also, you just had the baby, you are working on the book. And so even if just saying like, you know, you're going to move your body and walk and, but I, not to jump shark, but I would love for you to put on your journalist hat.
Okay.
And, you know, because today
it never comes off.
Well, today is made whole, like launch day. So I would love, like, so we're going to end this episode actually made whole. Let's name it that. Yes. And so I would love for you, if I was a guest on the show, hi, Tiffany, you know, just to interview me so the girlies can learn more about the book that's coming out and where they can get it. Let me get my book in front
of me. She gave me no notice. She didn't tell me I was working today, you guys. I don't usually work during Brown Ambition, but okay.
No, it said on today is book episode. That's what it said at our own.
Where's my free press copy?
I know. You know what? I totally forgot.
Where's my advanced reader?
I was like, what? Why did I send
a
duh? I
totally forgot. Can a girl get a galley? I got your damn first book right behind me. Free promo. Anyway, but my hair is blocking it. That's fine. No, it's fine because I know a little bit about Made Whole. Yes. Well, the first thing I want to ask you, well, first, congratulations, because thank to get so immediately, like the only person I know who got a workbook after the book was Michelle Obama. They were like, do a workbook. So I know that workbooks are becoming more popular, but it's like a companion to a book that resonates.
Yes.
And so first, congrats.
Thank you.
And second, what did they tell you? What is the workbook? Like, what is it? And then what was your approach to creating it and making it your own to go with Get Good With Money?
So almost immediately they wanted me to do like a workbook, you know? But you know, Gerald had passed away and I was just like, I'm not doing anything. Leave me alone. But I realized that there were people who might have read Get Good With Money, who might have felt a little overwhelmed because it's really like a textbook. You know, like, I like to think of Get Good Money, like kind of like, just like if I'm dating myself, this encyclopedia for like the core components of your financial life, budgeting, savings, debt, credit, earning, investing, insurance, financial team, net worth, estate planning. Those are the 10 steps to financial wholeness. But then I knew that there were people who were like, I wanted something that feels lighter, where I can kind of get to the work more quickly. And so that to me is the purpose of a workbook. You know, like I read, like one of my favorite books is called like the 12 Week Year. So it's this great book. And I was like, basically it was a book that helped to reset the way I thought about getting things done, helped to get me excited about like, oh, what I could normally get done in a year, I can get done in 12 weeks. But then I got the workbook because I'm like, now I'm ready to do the work. Like walk me through the actual steps. Although in Get Good With Money, I was pretty good at doing that. But with Made Whole, I was like, here are the steps to do the work that I'm talking about. Not just here are the steps in word form. Here's what it looks like visually. Like say if it was a budgeting step, I show you someone's actual budget. You know, like here's what it looks like when properly done. And then immediately, which is important, here's a blank space for you to do the work right after learning about it.
So you can write in this thing.
Yes. It's a hardcover workbook. Yes. So that was important to me. Yeah. And also it was important to me that it was a hardcover workbook and that it was wider because I wanted to have like, so if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. So here it is. Like, so here, I'll show you the difference. So this is,
cause like, I don't have a copy yet just to reiterate that.
I'm going to send you. I could have forgot.
Get one. But yeah, that looks nice for people who have one.
So this is Get Good Bloody. And then this is Made Whole. See, Made Whole is a little wider.
Yeah.
And because it's meant to like, and a little bit thinner, a little skinnier. She's a little slim. This is thick, thick sis right here. But also too, I wanted it that wider because I wanted when you opened it, like you could, you know, because I'm like, I use workbooks. So you should be able to open it, lay it flat and do the work.
Oh yeah. Lay it flat and it just relaxes on each side.
And so it was important to me that, you know, it was like, read the step and the steps are a little bit more, more concise than a Get Good With Money. But then look at it visually, and then here's a chance to do the step. So that was really important. Okay. So that's one of the ways that it's different. Something else, too, that I integrated into Made Whole is that I know that as an educator, I know that sometimes people get really overwhelmed. You know, it's like, oh, this is, you know, maybe this chapter is 10, 15 pages. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm not doing all this. So, and the some of the chapters where it made sense, I added something called a quick start. Which is if you don't do any of these. So for example, with the budgeting chapter, I have a whole budgeting system and you might not feel ready to quite do it. So I'm like, even if you don't do the whole budgeting system, here is a split it before you get it step where if you don't do your budget, if you just go to HR and ask them to split your money into these four bank accounts, your bills account, your spending account, these are two checking accounts, and the other two are savings accounts, your short-term savings or emergency savings and long-term savings account or goal savings account, right? So bills, spending, emergencies, goals, right? If you split your money there, then even if you don't do a budget, it will help you to budget without budgeting because ideally you can have your bills paid automatically or you can pay them every 2 weeks or whatever yourself. You don't have a debit card attached to that that checking account. You can literally call and get it detached. So when you're out spending with the money that's left in your checking account for spending, you know you're not spending bill money. You're not spending any of your savings. It's just money set aside for groceries, going out, grooming, toiletries, whatever it is that you're setting aside that money for. And your savings is at a totally different bank. So that way you don't have these easy transfers, you know. And also, too, you want a high yield savings account, which is typically found with an online only bank anyway. And that money is set aside in a way. And you know that automatically you're setting aside money for savings for emergencies and savings for whatever goal you have, a house, a car, whatever. And so that is a way, that's like a simple sample of a quick start.
That's like my bare minimum budgeting, which I've always done.
Yes, bare minimum. Yes, I love that.
Never been a very good budgetista listener.
Here's a quick start that you could do by making a phone call to HR. So there are quick starts throughout Made Whole, that which is different from Get Good With Money.
If they're like a, you know, we love a checklist. Or just feeling like you've like done something. Is there any sort of feeling of, okay, I've ticked off this box? You know,
absolutely. So another thing that we had that because every so there are 10 steps in this book. And at the end of each of the steps, I let you know visually and also just like congratulate you that you're now 20% whole. You're now 30% whole. You're now. So it's like each step you get to accumulate until you get to the last step, estate planning, and you're 100% whole. So people are like, woohoo. So you get that feeling of like, I am making movement forward. But there are checklists in here for you, too. There are things for you to fill out. I have duplicates for free on the website madewholeworkbook.com. So if you fill it out here and you're like, I want to do that again, you can get a duplicate of anything that's found in the book for free.
Oh, nice. Like print it out or like a PDF?
Like whether you pay for it or not. So let's just say you go to Made Whole Workbook, you can still download the toolkit and get all of like the you know the tools and things for free. So because I know people, you know, you write in the book and you're like, wait, I want to do it again. You don't have to buy a whole new book. You could just get those components. And lastly, something that I'm really proud of too is that after people read Get Good With Money, I thought to myself, I want you to be encouraged by other people's success. So I asked folks with these 10 steps to financial wholeness, I put like an ask out to my community. Can you tell me some really like heartwarming stories about one of these steps and how you were able to complete it? And so we put those in real life stories, IRL stories inside the chapter for each chapter. There's one or two of them. So you get to read about Wendy, who was actually able to pay down debt for the first time. You get to read about Tamika, who was able to buy something. You get to, you know, like, so as you're working toward it, you don't feel like these are like steps that can't happen. These are real people who were helped by these 10 steps. And so you can be too. So I'm just proud of Made Whole. And yeah, I just think it's going to help a lot of people, just like Get Good With Money.
And if you're the kind of person who've read the book and you're like, I did it, and then you put it down, and it maybe felt like, you know, to go back and read hundreds of words or hundreds of pages again, mm-hmm. feels like a lot. But this feels like, okay, now you've sort of understood the methods. Now let's, it's like a personal trainer alongside
yes.
you, kind of like helping you through and getting you there.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite wholeness step? Has it changed since you wrote the book to now?
I mean, you know, I love me a good budget. I'm trying to think.
It's always the hardest one for me. Because you know what the budget is? Confronting facts and math and numbers. And I think, and also if you're in a relationship, if you're with a partner, yeah. it's not that you can't do it alone. So it, you know, it sounds so simple and it is like the first. And I think, obviously, you're the budgetista. So you know about teaching people budgets, but for me, it's always been the more challenging thing to sit down and get on the same page and put everything out in place.
It can be it's a struggle. But what I like about a budget, I guess, is that it tells me the truth about where I am and gives me like, it gives me clarity about what I need to get to where I want to go to, if that makes sense. I would say, I don't know if I have a favorite, but certainly the most impactful for me when I wrote this book, is the leaving a legacy, that last part. Because if I'm being all the way transparent, when Get Good With Money came out, I was 90% financially whole. I had done all the steps, but I had not finished my will. You know, Jarrell was here, that the year that this came out is the year that he passed away on Get Good With Money. And so we had not finished our will. And a week before he passed away, we were like starting to work on it again. And then he passed and I was like, I need to get my legacy and then my estate planning in place. And so I did. So I have my will, my trust is complete as well. And my beneficiaries are updated because really estate planning, those are the three things, beneficiaries, like whose name are on the accounts. Beneficiaries trump everything. I don't care what you have in your will or what you say in your trust. Like if the beneficiary is not that same name, it's going to go to the beneficiary lined up, like, you know, on your bank account or your life insurance policies or anything else. My will, beneficiaries are like the easiest thing to update. Sometimes you could just update online. Sometimes they'll send you some paperwork that you could sign digitally. And sometimes they do want like a what they call a wet signature, which is just you signing it and then mailing it back.
What a gross expression. Sorry.
I know. And then a will.
If it's a trust, is it easy to just add that online too? Do you just put the name of the trust?
No. So beneficiaries are the easiest thing to do.
Like people, then names.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like when I was like, if you might be like, well, I don't have no stuff. No, if you're 21 years old, you have a bank account, your bank account likely will have like a beneficiaries component to it. Mm-hmm. And so you just like, for me, it was always my mom, until like I got a little older, you know? But you want to make sure that's updated. You know, it's like morbidly funny, but me and Jarrell started working with Anjali, our financial advisor. The beneficiaries and all of his stuff was Shantae, Alyssa's mom, because that's the last time he looked at it because they were together. And so, and I remember telling him, I was like, ooh, babe, you so glad that I'm so glad we updated this now. Because if you would have passed away and she was on, I would have to wake you up and kill you. And I'm like, I know. It's like morbidly, but I'm like, that would have been a nightmare. I mean, I would have been okay financially either way, but it would have been really awkward, you know?
To deal with that on top of everything else.
I mean, the grief. And so like, and I wouldn't have found out until then. So I just, so the beneficiaries, like easiest, do that. Then your will is not, I wish I would have known that the will wasn't as hard as we thought. Because the will really is like a template that you could just edit. And so when I did my will, it was in less than a day, it was done. I'm like, I didn't know. I wish I hadn't waited so long because he and I thought we'd have to start from scratch. No, like your attorney will likely have a template and then you just add things on verbally. They put it in the will, then you sign it the next day. So it was like literally like a 24-hour process. A will, the difference between a will and a trust is that a will tells your family like what's going to happen to your stuff immediately after you pass away and about 6 months out. That's what a will kind of dictates. And then lastly, a trust does take time. A trust might take up to a year or so because there are all these different components. And a trust is really for people who have a net worth of $500,000 or more, typically around that range, because typically, or if maybe you have a complicated financial life, because a trust will help you to circumvent maybe some taxes, the people who are inheriting your things. Because essentially a trust is like creating a company, a family company now that owns all the stuff. So when I'm no longer here, my family is actually not going to inherit my stuff because we're already owning all of that stuff via the trust, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So inheritance tax is what, like, I mean, and I think California is like up to 50%, which is crazy. So you find somebody, grandma bought her house for $50,000. It's now worth $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million. She passes it on to grandbaby. And the government says, well, you have to pay 30, 40% tax on this. You don't have $300,000 cash. So what do you have to do? You got to sell grandma's house to get the money, which sucks. But if that house is in a trust, grandma owns, the trust owns the house, and you guys are all beneficiaries of this trust already. So you're not going to be inheriting that house. It's just staying in the trust where it already was, if that makes sense. And so a trust helps that way. And also a trust helps to dictate years into the future what you want to happen with your stuff. So for example, if something happens to me, like for all the minors in my family, and Alyssa included, and like Roman, Amelia, Lily, and any new baby that my sisters have, I will, if something happens to me, they will get money at age 18 if they're going to college. If not, they'll get a payout at 21, then 25, and then 30, you know, like whatever that is that I've set aside for them, you know? And so that way, so a trust, a will doesn't allow you to do that. A trust allows you to reach into the future, years into the future. So that chapter, truthfully, I didn't realize how much I didn't know, even after writing the book, because that part of the chapter, I work with my financial, my attorney, Tony. She helped me with that chapter. Like, I researched all the chapters that were my expertise. But even still, hearing her say the words is different than living it, you know? And so having to live it post Jarrell passing away, I was like, so with Made Whole, I was able to be like, no, like, this is what that means, you know? Like, I did not know until Jarrell passed away that you could put more than one person as a primary to a specific thing. So if you have a bank account and you've got four sisters, it's not that you have to say this one sister is a primary, everybody else is secondary. Because primary means that this person will inherit the money. And then, and if that person's not there, then it goes to the secondary. And I think that, a lot of people might think that, but you can actually say, here are the four primaries split, and you can either split it directly in like, you know, 25, 25, 25, 25, or you can say 10% here, 90% here. So you can literally split up. And I didn't realize that. I think a lot of people don't realize that. And also too, considering that if you have a minor child, how you want to leave them the money, because, to be candid, Alyssa is, when she turns 18, she's going to come into a lot of money. So, because when you're 18, when you're a minor and you're left money via life insurance, oftentimes the state will hold it for them and trust for them, because they're like, they won't give it to the living parent because they know sometimes, oftentimes that money gets tricked up. So they'll hold it. But when they turn 18 or 21, depending on the state, all that money now goes to that child. That's a lot, potentially. Yeah. So, but if we would have known, like Jerome and I didn't fully get it, we would have known, we would have, instead of having the life insurance policy being sent to myself or Alyssa or whoever, it would have gone to the trust instead. And the trust would have said, the trust is the beneficiary of the life insurance policy. And so when the money comes out, it will go into the trust and it will pay for school for Alyssa. Then she'll get her first pay, like money for maybe her first house or a wedding or, you know, when she turns 25 and again at 35. And then you see what I mean? Like knowing that versus here you are 18 years old, here you go. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so like, these are things that I didn't really understand. So I would say that's why that chapter is so critically important. Cause I think so few people really talk about estate planning in a way they are like, oh, so I really beefed up my, that chapter with my, lived experience. And so I'm really proud of it. Even like, you know, when I was reading the chapter, like I'm the in real life story of the,
cause you're right. Cause you wrote the first book before he passed away and you're in this. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't put two and two together because I'm a little slow.
No. So it's just like,
you were speaking, though, I went to madewholeworkbook.com and I was looking at the toolkit and like the resources and I think everyone listening, just go, because if anything, it's a great list of, you know, y'all are always asking for, where can y'all get a financial planner, and where do you guys like to invest? And I'll co-endorse this. We can call the Brown Ambition list too. Tiffany did all the research, y'all. It's right here. And there's even a place, trustandwill.org. I hadn't heard of that to start with. Okay. But I caught Learn to Earn, which is, you know, one of my favorite things, because to avoid all the budgeting, I just like to make more money. But can you talk a little bit about that and what people can expect from that part of the workbook?
So, yeah, because you can't save your way to wealth. Mm-mm. Like, the thing is, so the first half of the book are the first five steps to financial wholeness: budgeting, savings, debt, credit, learn to earn. That's a critical foundational component to financial wholeness, because you have to make more money. So in it, I actually lean into our girl, Mandra. I shout you out. Hey. Yes.
Because I wouldn't know that if I had one of those books there.
You see, Mandra's going to shave you the whole time. Right. And so I talk about ways to, one, make more money at work. Mm-hmm. And also, too, how to negotiate. Like, so one of the ways is to how to negotiate. So I was like, oh, Mandy, I want to quote you in the book. Like, here, there's like a whole, like, Mandy sent me like a bunch of steps of steps to negotiating. And I was like, oh, great. I was like, from Mandy Brown Ambition and Mandy Moneymakers, here are some steps to negotiating. And that's how, like, I put that part in the book to really walk you through, how do you negotiate for more money for yourself at your current job? And if not that, then how do you then look for another job that might pay more? That's one of the ways, because one of the best ways to make more money is where you currently are, if it's available to you. Yeah. You know, so many people have not tapped into that. And then I also talk about how to make more money outside of your job if you're wanting to create income through like a side hustle or whatever that might look like, a side business. And so those are the two components that I really lean into of making additional money. Because the truth of the matter is, especially when you're young, these are really your income earning years. So how can you be really smart about beefing that up? So that way you could get to a part where you might be like, I'm not young. And I'm like, if you're listening, you are. Even if you're 70, you're still 70 years young because you're here, you know? And so if you're wanting to make more money, you know, but it's not just for making more money. I hope you understand that one of the purposes of making more money is to sure enjoy some now, but to set aside some so you don't have to continue to work, you know? Yeah.
And go in hard on those early years. I'll never work as hard as I did at 20.
Yes. Like, I think about that now.
Because it's just all the free time and the mental capacity I had. Yes. My goodness.
And don't think to yourself, if you're like 40s or 50s or 60s, like, oh, is it too late? No, it's not. Now, you might have to put in that work for the next 5-6 years, you know, to kind of offset. I know I did. I didn't really start really cooking with grease until my like mid-30s. But if you are younger, now is the time. A young woman asked me that. Like, I had the book launch at with Mahogany Books that I mentioned earlier, awesome Black-owned bookstore. Certainly, you can purchase copies of Made Whole directly from Mahogany Books. It's literally mahoganybooks.com. They were amazing, the owners there. And so one of the women asked, one young woman asked me, she was 27 years old, and she was like, what should I be thinking about now? I was like, besides the basics of like keeping your credit good, keeping your debt low, learning how to, you know, budget and save, I said, you need to be working to like, to earn more, and not earn more so you can buy more stuff. So you can set aside, you know, to certainly enjoy, but set aside enough. So that way, as you start to wind down, the energy winds down, your capacity, your time, that you the money is working for you, you know? Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Time's on your side. Ooh, the tender age of 27.
Oof, child.
Okay. Well, since we're in the holiday season, we talked about that. Made Whole is out now.
Yes.
I am a mom. Did you know that? I'm Mandy. I have a couple kids, like whatever. And I gotta say, I'm usually not that bad about holiday shopping. Like my sisters and my siblings, like we do White Elephant or Secret Santa. This year we're going back to just buying each other gifts or whatever, but I'm usually not that caught up in Black Friday and caught up, and I haven't ever been, but now I got the cheering. And when I tell you, I caught myself. I was saving the Target catalog because they send you stuff in the mail now. And I'm like, it's like the mail is the original algorithm. you know, like they're going to serve you the content. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but how did you guys know I was just thinking about Lakeshore Learning and what I, you know, like the Melissa and Doug collection there. Melissa and Doug is sending me flyers. Gotta have it. It's like everything is so cute. Plus Rio's birthday is coming up. Oh my goodness. It feels like I'm about to blow up my budget that I don't even have. Like how, stop me. How do you stop us from going out of control? Because it feels good. The endorphins are endorphining when I buy for my children.
One of the things that really is helpful whenever I'm doing something that I know is going to require, like, you know, more money than what's normally for my budget, I like to set it aside in a bank account. So like if you have a savings account, sometimes, you know, like some savings accounts have like the little, it's the same account, but they'll let you like put it into like a little bucket within the savings account. You know, or you could just go ahead and open another savings account. It's free, you know, or, you know, I like to place it somewhere because I like to see the money go down. You know what I mean? So what I'll do is, so for example, I am renovating. I had a specific budget in mind to renovate and I put it in a, I had a specific savings account that really didn't have much money in it. So I was like, okay, you are now renovation bucket. And so I put the money in there that I was going to do for renovating in this high yield savings account. And I, even if I buy things, so for example, I'm purchasing a lot of the things for the new condo on my Amex card so I can get the points. So, but when I'm when I go to pay the Amex card, I use the money for the savings bucket for that, you know, for, cause I'm only currently using the Amex card for renovations, you know, but I like to put it there so I can see like you're getting dangerously close. You sure you want to buy that, you know, that sconce for $400, girl, you tried it. Go ahead and get you that, you know, that, cause you want to, cause in my mind, I'm like, I still got to get my couch. I still, so I'm, it gives me a visual reminder of where am I in the scope of how close I am to reaching budget. So what I would say is like, if you're a cash person, which I know like nobody is now, certainly you could put it out in cash and be very old school in an envelope or putting it in a specific bucket, like a savings bucket. So as you're spending, you can see the money go down. And if you're responsible enough, you can still use whatever card that you want, but then paying it literally that day. So that way you're like, I'm setting aside this amount of money to pay for things for the kids. And as the money goes down, I know I'm almost done. Like, did I get everything I needed? Did I overdo it? Am I here? So that's one of the ways that I like to set aside. Another way too is that like literally being like Santa, you make a look, you list it, check it twice. You know, I'm a spreadsheet girl. So I like to list everyone I'm buying gifts for. I'll look online and I'm just like, who, what am I thinking? How much it's cost? And I have what the amount of money that I want to spend in total for the holiday season. And I create the spreadsheet so it can literally do the math of like subtracting from what's left over. So now I'm juggling like, well, I'm not going to get Lisa this. I'll get her that because I want to get the kids this, but not that. So I can look at the math. So let's just say I'm setting aside, I don't know, $2,000 to spend for the holiday season. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get my sister some $500 boots because that's going to take up too much of the budget. And so I like to put it in a spreadsheet so I can see. And then I go online and I, it allows me to not be in store where I'm going to be hyper-stimulated to buy all the things. I can look to see what things I can buy within that budget, you know, and put, I put the link in the spreadsheet too. So when I'm ready to be like, all right, let's sit down and buy these gifts. The link is there. I know how much it's, everything is all right here for me to make decisions. And lastly, you know, whoever you like to buy things from, follow them on social media. Sometimes and often, not even sometimes, almost everyone will give, especially during the holiday season, sometimes they'll do like a social media only coupon code or savings link or whatever. And so once I kind of get clear of who I'm buying for, I'm the queen when I'm like, all right, I know what I'm getting. I know who I'm buying for. Now I'm like, but we're not paying. I'm my mother's child. We ain't paying full price. So I mean,
well, you
I don't
gotta
care
get the Rakuten.
Rakuten. Yeah, I call it like, yeah, it's Rakuten. But I always, I love calling Rakuten. But me, so it used to be Ebates, right?
I know.
So
why like, did they go backwards?
I know. So,
but Rakuten, it's still amazing.
It is. Girl, yeah. Rakuten is your best friend. Also, Capital One, I think, has one. So, like, I look at Rakuten to get cash back. And also, they have coupons. Like, I think Honey sometimes will still have coupons. I think it's one called Piggy Bank.
But Rakuten doesn't even, it's not the coupons that I like.
It's the cash back.
It's the cashback, yes, but it's also they will alert me because, for example, I have been furnishing this play area with like shelves and stuff, and they found me the shelves for like $40 less from a site that I normally wouldn't have shopped at. What was it? I forget. Anyway, I love my little rec.
So doing those things. And then lastly, there are people on social media. I've never used coupons on Amazon before. But there's a lady on social media that I follow that like maybe like look up hashtag Amazon coupons where she will show. So like, for example, I love like my Dyson like vacuum cleaner. She had a coupon for the one that I bought full price, or maybe I got it on Black Friday, I think. But so not fully full price, but still she had a coupon for like 50% off. Then I was like, this can't be real. So I went to Amazon. I put it in. I was like, wait, what witchcraft is this? So, yeah, so there are these, I don't know how they find the coupons. Girl, I don't know, but she is sharing it freely. So there are a bunch of people.
Illegal.
So what I would suggest is
coupons fell off the back of the internet. Follow.
No, but they're real. You know, you put them into a rack, you know.
I believe you.
So I would just say that, like, especially during this time of year, look for creators that this is what they do. You know, like she's really awesome. She will just literally share a bunch of coupon codes for specific things. And I love it. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. And so like, you know, I like to look for creators based upon hashtags, you know, like they still work, like hashtag Amazon coupon, hashtag whatever. So yeah, creators that share, especially creators that share coupons who are in a similar space. So if you're a mom, a mommy couponer. If you're renovating, a renovating kind of coupon, you know what I mean? Because they're going to share things that are going to be relevant to you. So those are the ways that I would say, save this this holiday season, like lean into those coupons, make your list, you have to pregame like how the spending is going to go. You really do.
Which when you don't, it becomes really easy. I mean, I had like four carts going yesterday in different, I forgot which browser they were in. Cause like, I'm like, oh, I like that brand. And they have cute stuff there. And it almost, when you have kids, it almost feels like, well, it's for the kids. You know,
I mean, well, it's like a victimless crime. You could give me a box and I'd be out here playing with it.
Like, yeah. Oh no. Rio. No, he has expensive taste.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, he's one of them kids.
He's turning four. He's got opinions and he knows which toys are cheap and which ones are quality.
The dollar store runs don't hit no more. I remember the days the kids, that Roman and Amelia was like, Enrique, we don't want to go to Dollar. They're like, we want to go to Target now.
Yeah. And not just Target, now it's CVS because they have toy cars. Yeah, husband is trying to heal his inner child by only getting the creme de la creme of cars and shit. Anyway, yeah, but I will say my one thing that I am glad I did is I did a registry because that's the only name for it. I did a Target registry for the boys so that I could choose what went on it because my family tries it every year.
I love that. I'm actually, like, you know what? That's really smart. My sister usually does do like, Carol will do like a thing because I'm like, I don't want to guess because she has a kids pick out whatever. And it's hilarious because it'll be like, you know, like toys. And it'll also be like socks, lunchbox. I'm like, I feel like this is a mommy register. She's like, whatever, girl, just get whatever's on it.
And people avoid the nice practical things. It's really annoying.
Because one would be like, socks. I didn't add that on here. She's like, don't worry, Bobby's trying to get something done. But you know, you could also do too. This is actually has been really helpful for purchasing furniture for the new place is that my designer, she will screenshot the furniture and then do a Google image lookup. Because all these places
all buy for the same.
What? When I tell you, Manny, like I bought a bathroom vanity and it was originally, I really loved it. Originally, it was $2,300. No, it was more than that. It was like over $3,000. I'm like, I'm not paying that. And so we did a Google lookup and found it someplace else, like, I don't know, Bed Bath, someplace. I didn't even know they sold vanities.
But allmodern.com.
Yes, or whatever. We found it for $1,500, half off for the same vanity, really beautiful. And I was like, and so like, so it's just even searching for certain things, don't be afraid to do a Google lookup to see, because they're all ordering from the same like manufacturer, and then they're putting based upon whatever their brand equity is, whatever their brand name is, putting like slapping, you know, their like, well, it's from here, so it's more money. So that Google photo lookup is everything. Honestly,
I love Google Lens. Nothing is safe now. We'll figure out where you got everything.
Everything.
Well, you guys can check out Made Whole. Get the book. It's on sale yesterday, so you're late if you haven't gotten it yet. MadeWholeWorkbook.com. Congratulations, Tiff.
Thank you so much. Another
bestseller in the making.
Well, workbooks don't make the New York Times bestsellers list, but still.
But there's other bestsellers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a girl, York? Please. It's a different to me. I don't care about all that now. Just go ahead and get your work on. I mean, like, you know, we don't get you on a New York Times bestseller, but I already got mine. Child, if I never get another one, they still have to call me.
Don't make me vomit in my mouth. I can't think about it. Chapter one, one step at a time. No, my editor said she liked it and I cried. So let's do that 12 more times, guys. Let's go.
I can't wait to read it. So.
Aw. All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back for a little Thanksgiving booster break.
Yes.
Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Hey, BA fam, our fellow entrepreneurs and creatives, this message is sponsored by Squarespace. It is the ultimate toolkit for crafting your online presence. With Squarespace, it's really about more than just building a website. It's about shaping your online identity and making your mark. So say goodbye to checkout headaches with Squarespace's flexible payment options. From credit cards to Apple Pay, they've got you covered. And if you live in an eligible country, they offer buy now, pay later options with Afterpay and ClearPay, which means that your customers have even more ways to purchase your products. So head over to squarespace.com and kickstart your journey with a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, don't forget to use our link squarespace.com/brownambition to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just visit squarespace.com/brownambition to get your discount today. Remember, your online success story begins with Squarespace. So what are you waiting for? Let's build something extraordinary together. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology, it's going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brownambition. Just go to Indeed.com/brownambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brownambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed. And we're back and we're black to boost or break. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to boost up, break up, boost up, break up, boost up, break up, boost. Are you gonna boost? Mm-mm-mm. Is you gonna break? Mm-mm-mm. What you gonna do? Mm-mm-mm. What you gonna take? Sidebar, the girlie said, we love when you sing on the show. I was like, I sing on the show? And I'm like, oh, that's why. Oh, Tiff.
My nightmare is when you're gone and I have to sing. And I'm like, you guys don't really want this for me, do you? Like it is time to boost or break, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Do you want to go first or do you want to boost? You want to
break?
Yeah,
I'll do first. So okay. I wanted to boost. I actually thought of this because I'm trying to, we just talked about the holidays and how I'm finding myself very tempted to buy a lot for the kids. But one of my neighbors put me on to this Facebook group called the Buy Nothing and insert your town's name or your city's name. Mm. They're very specific to your city. And it's such a treasure trove. It's like, you know, hundreds of people are in our Buy Nothing group on Facebook. And you can post things. Like I'm in the basement. So I posted some flooring that we never used. Someone's already scooped it up. And then the thing that I was looking for Remy, I put an in search of, and someone's like, yes, let me go to the basement. I'm going to look one up. So especially if you're someone with kids or you're, you know, even if you're like renovating or flipping something, the Buy Nothing groups on Facebook are clutch because it's all about like the recycle economy and not having to buy brand new things. Even if you can afford nice things, why not just like, you know, give something to a new home, give it a new lease on life. So Buy Nothing on Facebook, go check them out.
I'm like looking up now. Is it bad if you try to like, you know, buy nothing from a neighboring wealthy town?
Well, this is the thing. When I went to sign up, cause I wasn't a Buy Nothing for my city, but then I went to check it and it was like, oh, we've closed this group. Now there's a Buy Nothing for your town. And they ask you questions like, what's your cross street? And can you promise that you're in no other Buy Nothing groups? We want to keep it all in this group. So they don't want to see that you're in other Buy Nothing groups in different places, to your point about like where the rich area codes are and stuff. Yeah. Okay. No. I don't know.
Well, I'm probably here. If I'm able to see what town you live in. Ooh, let me just go ahead and cancel that request, child. Because the town that I have on my, you know, I'm about to. That is racist. No, it's not racist.
Did it say I can see what town you live in?
Yeah, I was like, it's like we have to cancel requests because we're able to. If I'm not able to see what town you live in, and you know, my town is on my thing, I'm like,
yeah.
Mm. I mean, I can understand though, because you can't be over here like.
You haven't even given Newark a chance yet, Tiff. Go on now.
Stop. I love my city, but I don't know about
you. Haven't
stuff.
Even given it a chance yet. What do you think you're going to find? True. Now I want to know what is on the Buy Nothing in Newark. Go.
Yeah, I'm like, Buy Nothing. I mean, I don't even know.
You never know.
Newark, you're right. I feel like, does even Newark, New Jersey have a Buy Nothing? Child.
I'd be surprised if it didn't.
Buy Nothing Newark. Okay. I mean, is this here's the thing though. There's multiple. Because there's Newark, Delaware. Responsible Newark. Buy Nothing. Let me see. I wonder if this is the right Newark. I don't know. Buy Nothing Newark. Okay, well, I have to look at
Jersey City. Buy Nothing downtown Jersey City.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I don't know if they're going to accept me. But anyway, I'm going to see because I like that idea, you know. My boost is super easy breezy because I'm like, I'm not going to do a break, child. It's right before the thanks of the giving. Yeah. And so my boost is I'm just so glad that I have been able to convince my very traditional African mama that it is okay to order all the Thanksgiving food so she doesn't have to be stressed out. Mm. You know, like I love that for her. My mom is in my, hey, Sylvia, I know you don't listen because girl, you wouldn't even know how. But she is in her soft girl era. And I love that for her. Like she worked so hard for so long as a nurse, which was really like a lot on your body. You're always on your feet. And then raising 5 girls, doing our hair, making sure we were cute, taking us to church. You know, not that my dad didn't participate, but you know, moms end up being typically the primary, you know, child rearer, although my dad was really active too. But you know, a lot of it fell on her, especially we're all girls. And, she did a lot of sacrificing. I mean, she literally didn't stop working nights until Lisa was in college because she wanted to be home during the day in case we needed her. And that totally messed up her sleep pattern, you know, to this day, she has a hard time sleeping through the night because her body is like, no, girl, this is when we work, you know? Mm. And so I just think about all that. So when I was able to pay off the house for them, I'm on maybe like 5-6 years ago, I was able to do so, you know, and being able to send them money every month. I sent my dad and mom like separate checks as per their request.
Really?
I was like, why don't I just do? My mom was like, no, I want my, I send me a check separately. I'm like, a check, you know what? I forget. Just send me. I send them separate checks.
Whatever works.
I mean, you know, but I love the fact that like that money is like, you know, the bill's already paid. So that money is just money for her to just enjoy and my dad to do whatever he wants to do with it. And so it took her years of me sending her that money before she realized she could kind of spend it. Because, you know, as a mom, Mandy, how much you just innately, you know, you're sacrificing. So she didn't even know when there was nobody to sacrifice for how not to squirrel it away. Cause she'd be like, I'm saving it. I'm like, for what, sis? We're here now.
She's like maybe you'll need it one day. I'll save it for
yes,
you.
Yes, literally, she was saying, literally.
I believe it,
yeah. And I was like, oh, mommy, no. She was like, yeah, but what if Lisa? And I'm like, well, then we'll take care of that when it comes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is supposed to be for you to just say, oh, I like that dress. Or, you know what, I do want to get my nails done. It took her almost 2 years to get herself something nice. And now I done unleashed the beast because every time I turn around, you know how much this dress cost? It was expensive.
Awesome.
You know, and I just love that. I was like, look at mommy in her soft girl era. She's just like, you know, I get my hair done. I buy my dresses. Everything is okay. She's like, I'm enjoying life. You know? and finally, the last frontier was Thanksgiving. Because, you know, that's stressful for the mamas, you know, for those who cook. And so I remember it was maybe like the first time we got something made for Thanksgiving was maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. It was like, she was like, I really don't want to make the turkey this year. And so Vonda was doing her famous fried turkey. And so my friend Vonda, who did all my wedding anniversary, she did my wedding. She did my 40th birthday. So Vonda is a good friend who makes amazing food. And so I was like, okay, I'll see if someone makes turkeys, and Vonda did. So I picked up a turkey. And then the next year it was like, okay, turkey and maybe some sides, but she still largely cooked, my mom. And then like last year it was all Vonda. And so this year, my mom was like, so is that Vonda going to be making? I'm like, oh, look at mommy. She is ready. And so I love that. So I call Vonda. She's making all the fixings. I also add in Nisha, who used to cook for me and Jarrell, because Nisha makes amazing turkey chops, which I don't really eat turkey, but like,
what's
I do
a turkey
eat Nisha.
Chop?
Think about pork chops, but I don't eat pork. And so, but like, so made in a pork chop fashion, but turkey, they.
Interesting.
It's, when I tell you, man, it's so good. Because turkey, usually, I don't really like turkey, even on Thanksgiving. I find it to be kind of dry, even when it's done well.
It's not really an appetizing word.
No, but turkey chops, Nisha's turkey chops, gravy, the slamming. And her cornbread, Nisha's cornbread is top tier. Her cornbread is almost like butter cake. It is so delicious. So I asked Nisha if she can make cornbread and turkey chops, and then Vonda is going to make the rest of the thing. So. And literally, everybody was texting today. It was like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? I'm like, it's already done. Just come. So I always have plates and cups and napkins. I just ordered those like food burner Sterno things that you put underneath the you know, the pan to make it keep it warm. So I love the fact that everyone's just going to be able to come in, enjoy. There's no stress for me either because everything's here already. The house is already very kid friendly, so the kids can play. They're very comfortable. So it'll be a really nice family laid back Thanksgiving. So that is my boost that, you know, that we are all kind of like in this soft girl era and that family traditions change and that can be positive too. And so, you know, we wish that you listen to this on Wednesday. So we hope that you have whatever you celebrate, even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, we can understand why some people might not. Certainly I'm not celebrating the colonization of this country, but I am celebrating the fact that I get to spend time with my family. And
yeah,
if Rio
brings
too.
Home a color your own pilgrim, I'm going to have to sit him down and have a talk. I'll start him early.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
Call me a little colonizer.
I know.
The blue colonizer. He has a robot for a face. Oh, let's talk about.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so we just hope that you have an awesome time with your family. And if you can't have an awesome time with your family for whatever reason, we hope that you find somebody. Or somebody's to like spend time with, and you know that if you so wish. So
yeah. Well, I'm thankful for you, NBA fam, as ever. Thank y'all so much for all the support, all the love, and for It's always holding us down.
Always.
Another turkey day in the books.
I know. Well, we'll see you on Friday, though. Please, don't play yourself. After Thanksgiving, you're going to be bored. Go ahead and listen to that
it's
episode.
It's going to be Brown Friday. Get it?
I get it.
Thank you. Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.